This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist. And thanks for tuning in to the Radio Realtors today.
And our good friend Frank Crandall is on a well-deserved vacation. And you know what? You can hear the Radio Realtors on your radio every weekend on AM 1380 The Answer, Money 105.5 FM, on the station apps or streaming online. And if you miss any of the Radio Realtors, you can always listen to our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
And people need to know, Rob, that if they call us at 916-269-3337, we will not pass you off to someone else. We will work with you personally.
That's right. So text us or call us right now for a free, no obligation consultation at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And here at the Radio Realtors, we don't just discuss real estate on the radio. We do real estate.
That is right. So if you are looking to buy a home or sell your current home, or maybe you got to do both and even at the same time, you need realtors with easy home solutions to help you succeed.
And you are without a doubt in the right place if you're, say, a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you've been thinking about selling your home, nothing beats the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sale Program. Whether you need an all-cash offer, some help sprucing up your home to sell with our quick fix and list option, or even a targeted marketing approach, we can do all these things for you, and our listings include professional HD photography of your home, a video tour of your home, a 3D virtual tour, and home staging if you need it.
And Rob, with our strategies in just the last couple of weeks, we have gotten our sellers thousands of dollars more for their homes. Nobody outworks or outmarkets the Radio Realtors.
That's right, Garrett. So call us right now or text us at 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. And we've got some great topics for you today, including:
number one, should you stay or should you go? Or should you renovate or evacuate?
Should I stay or should I go?
And number two, 11 lies you can't tell when selling your home. And we're going to answer some questions from the Radio Realtors super fans, because we've been getting an overwhelming response from our listeners. And we'd love to get to all of your questions, but we're going to handle just a few of them on the show today.
And you can connect with us anytime by calling or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. Again, that's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Now, Garrett, if you're feeling like you've outgrown your current home, you might be thinking about moving. And with housing markets around the country, they are hotter than ever right now. There has never been a better time for you to cash in on the low inventory. But what if the idea of moving just totally stresses you out? What if you're, maybe you like your yard, you like your neighborhood, but just not your house? Well, in that case, you might want to consider an alternative option.
Hey, Rob, you know, moving isn't the only way to get a larger home or upgrade your living space. You could remodel the same home that you already have.
Yeah, Garrett, and this seems to be an option that has become increasingly popular as housing prices continue to rise and available inventory remains remarkably low. So since you're the Radio Realtors neighborhood transformation specialist, we're going to discuss moving versus remodeling, the pros and cons.
Absolutely, Rob. You know, remodeling may not be as exciting as buying a new home, but it could be a more cost-effective move in the end. This is partly because moving itself is expensive, as is selling your existing home.
But it's also because home prices have been rising dramatically. The median listing prices grew almost 14% over the last year to reach $353,000, and that's nationwide. But that marks, Garrett, 26 consecutive weeks of double-digit price growth.
And Rob, obviously, rising prices are a huge consideration for anyone considering moving. Sellers may receive a higher sales price for their home, but they'll likely pay more when they go back out on the market to find a new property.
Yeah, in addition, Garrett, there are other costs that you kind of need to be aware of. Rising sales prices can also mean higher prices for other essential things, such as homeowners insurance and property taxes. And all of these expenses can and will add up over time. So should you stay or should you go?
Or should you renovate or evacuate? So Rob, let's talk about the pros and the cons for both before you take that step in either direction.
Yeah, first off, we're going to talk about the advantages of remodeling. And this is right in your wheelhouse. But the first thing is that you can plan a remodel to meet your exact specifications. Remodeling lets you choose exactly how everything is created and finished to suit your needs and tastes. And this is a big contrast to selling your home and moving, since your new home probably won't be designed just for you.
You know, you may be able to just use the equity to pay for your renovation. You know, if you have equity in your home, borrowing against your home's equity can be less costly and less of a hassle than taking out, say, a mortgage to do this.
Yeah, and if you love your neighborhood, you don't have to move. Remodeling lets you stay where you're at, which can be a huge advantage if you love the local schools, your neighborhood, your neighbors, or just the area in general.
You can also avoid the cost of moving and selling your home. While remodeling isn't cheap, you can avoid moving costs and the money you'd likely spend getting your new home exactly the way you want it.
That's right. So now let's chat about the disadvantages of remodeling. The first thing you need to know is that you're probably going to face some surprise expenses. It's extremely common to run into unexpected issues during a remodeling project, and this is especially true if you are taking on a large-scale project that maybe includes tearing down walls, moving plumbing, adding gas lines, and so on. Remodeling can be just a pain.
You know, Rob, the home improvement process can be mentally tough, especially when you're dealing with budgets, contracts, contractors, product selections, and potential delays. Depending on how intrusive the remodel is, you might have to live in a construction zone for months, or maybe even live with your family or a hotel, worst case.
Yeah, and Garrett, it is possible that you may not get your money back out of your remodel. That's just the way it is. So while remodeling your home can be cost efficient, most remodeling projects cannot offer a 100% return on your money.
Absolutely, Rob. You definitely have to know what you're doing when it comes to budgeting for a remodel.
That's right. Now, we're having a great time with this topic, but we have to go to break. So if you'd like to get a hold of us, give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com, and we'll be back after this.
Should I stay or should I go?
You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same, but do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have 3 showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com. realestateofneighbors.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
And thanks for, you know, taking the chair from Frank today, because Frank is on a little well-deserved vacation. So you're just nodding at me. You're not saying anything.
I'm happy to be here. I appreciate it.
We're glad that you're here. And we're talking about a wonderful topic today. It's Should I Stay or Should I Go? That Clash song, right?
Should I stay or should I go?
But really what we're talking about, because this is a real estate show, is we're talking about should you remodel or should you move? In the first segment, we talked about the advantages of remodeling. And this is great because you can stay in a neighborhood you love when you remodel. You can remodel to your exact wants, needs, and desires. You can acquire some cheap money right now with a home equity line of credit to pay for those types of updates. But Garrett, can it get expensive, and can't there be delays when you're remodeling?
Absolutely. Every time. Every single time. You should 100% expect overages and delays. It's just the unfortunate part of this, but it is very hard to stay on track, to stay on budget. We all have an idea of what we want to do. But once the process starts, it just happens to where you come up with new ideas, and then these thoughts, these ideas are usually what's going to create this process to take a little bit longer and as well cost a little bit more.
That's right. So now we are going to switch over to covering the advantages of moving for you folks out there. And one thing that is great about moving is that you can physically move your location. You can get to select a new location to call home. And this can mean looking for maybe a considerably larger or smaller home based on your current needs or preferences. But it also could mean choosing maybe a better neighborhood or a home in the country if that's what you want.
You know, you could even move to another area that has better schools. So obviously, with remodeling your home, you can't get that.
That's right. And you also don't have to live in a construction zone. If remodeling your home would require maybe an invasive project like a bathroom or a kitchen remodel, moving could save you from having to deal with the mess for sure and all that stress.
You know, Rob, from experience, from doing my own kitchen, a major kitchen overhaul could leave you without a place to prepare for food for months. This could be extremely inconvenient and costly.
Right, Garrett. And you don't have to deal with contractors if you move. While remodeling your home could seem ideal, dealing with contractors, you know, as we talked about earlier today, it's rarely stress-free. And there are sometimes hiccups when you remodel or build. And not everybody wants to deal with all the drama or the expense.
Not everybody can deal with it or handle that type of stress. So you can purchase a home that's 100% turnkey. Moving gives you the option to buy a home that's already remodeled and upgraded to the way you like it.
And if you buy a home that's in great condition already, like you said, you can just pack up your stuff and you can move right in after closing. Now, the Radio Realtors are going to discuss the disadvantages to moving. Now, you may not get exactly what you want. I mean, one major reason home prices have been rising is the lack of inventory, and that means you may not have a ton of options in your desired area.
And right now, Rob, it's pretty common to find homes that check off some of the boxes you want, but not all of them. This means you'll probably have to compromise on a few wish list items.
You may also have to leave an area you love. And if you love your current neighborhood and can't find something bigger in your area, leaving the area to get what you want could be a drawback.
Exactly. You may love the new house, but what if you don't love your new neighborhood or your child doesn't like the new school?
Yeah, Garrett, buying a home and moving can be time consuming and stressful, and you're going to be dealing with finding a new home, getting financing, and closing on the new home while selling your current home. And all of that can be a huge hassle.
Timing can be extremely tricky while homes are flying off the market as they are these days.
Yeah, it's just a matter of days and even hours. And Garrett, that's why the Radio Realtors have developed our Guaranteed Dream Home Finder program, which is a totally free service that will find you several properties to consider with absolutely no obligation to ever make a move.
And through this service, Rob, we will find you unlisted properties matching your exact wants and needs for your next house.
And honestly, Garrett, why would you even consider selling your current home until you've spoken with us about finding the perfect place for you to make a move to?
So, Rob, how do our listeners and clients take advantage of getting the best deal in such a competitive market?
That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked me. But the answer is the Radio Realtors Guaranteed Dream Home Finder Program. And the beauty of it is that we invest up to $2,000 of our own money in marketing to find you homes that are not yet on the market.
And then we show our clients who are part of the Guaranteed Dream Home Finder program these off-market properties that no one else knows are for sale. So when sellers are willing to sell their homes at reasonable prices, this is a win-win for our buyers.
And Garrett, our clients that are part of our Dream Home Finder program will have zero competition and they'll never have to outbid anyone. It provides our clients with freedom and control with the negotiation process.
So Rob, let's talk about how our unique strategies work. There's a good chance that you want an extremely specific type of home and you wouldn't want to move unless you find it, right?
Yeah, so here at the Radio Realtors, we'll go out and find that home for you on our dime. The Radio Realtors will invest up to $2,000 in marketing costs. We're going to advertise in the neighborhoods or areas you are interested in, specifically to the exact type of home that you're looking for.
And as we find owners that may consider a sale but aren't yet on the market, we will take you to see these properties for consideration.
And when we find a home that's absolutely perfect for you, we're going to list and quickly sell your current home for top dollar using a targeted marketing approach, thus allowing you to move into your dream home.
We identify the neighborhood that you want to purchase a home in, such as the block radius, the specific street, school district, town, city, whatever the case is, we target where you want to live. And then the Radio Realtors market this neighborhood hard.
Right. And we will contact all the sellers that live in this area and let them know, hey, the Radio Realtors, we've got a buyer that has a pre-approval as good as cash, and they want to be in your neighborhood.
So if you want to be a part of this Radio Realtors guaranteed Dream Home Finder program, you need to call or text us at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So let's wrap this thing up. You know, while there are no hard and fast rules to determine whether you should sell your home or stay put, there are plenty of questions that you can ask yourself that probably would help you decide.
Right. For starters, you should reach out to the Radio Realtors. Let us help you figure out whether you should stay or go, or renovate, or evacuate.
Right, Garrett. And we offer a free in-person consultation, or we can do a virtual one as well, to view your home to see if renovation or evacuation is best for you. We're going to cover not only our guaranteed Dream Home Finder program with you, but also our Easy Solutions home sale program. And at the Radio Realtors, we're really all about options.
And whether you need a traditional home sale because your home is in wonderful shape, or maybe your home needs a little sprucing up, whatever the case may be, we can help you get top dollar.
That's right. Plus, we can even give you a cash offer if your home has a lot of deferred maintenance or repairs that you just don't have the time, energy, or money to do on your own.
Just give us a call. That's 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Let us look at your home and help make some recommendations for either to renovate or evacuate.
And there's never been a better time for homeowners and home sellers, Garrett. So why not give the Radio Realtors a call or a text today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. We're getting our sellers on average $25,000 to $200,000 more for their homes with our targeted marketing tactics.
That is fantastic.
That's right.
And if you've been listening to the Radio Realtors for even just the last week or two, you know that we have your best interest in heart. Right, Rob?
Right, Garrett. So if you're a potential home seller, or maybe possibly a home renovator, your home may never be worth more than it is right at this very moment. So take advantage of it. Give us a call or a text at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And we'll be back after this. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honeydew list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at defenderpest.com. That's defenderpest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Okay, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
And we're going into a new topic. We're going to talk about 11 lies that you can't tell when selling your home. You know, selling your home can be a high-stress undertaking, that's for sure. And you want potential buyers to see your home at its very best. So you might wonder whether you really need to disclose every little thing that's wrong with your home. And some material defects must be disclosed by law. And if you lie about other details and your lie is discovered during the inspection process, well, you could lose that buyer, Garrett.
But even if a lie doesn't come to light until after you've sold the house, you're not free and clear. The buyer can file a lawsuit against you for damages or costs because of repairs.
Yeah, and so as you strive to make your house as attractive as possible to potential buyers, be aware that if you lie about any of the following things that we're going to talk about, you might find yourself in hot water.
So let's get into the number one lie you can't tell when selling your home is about lead-based paint.
That's right, Garrett. If your house was built prior to 1978, federal law requires you to disclose whether or not you are aware of the presence of lead-based paint.
And when we list your house for sale, we will ask you to sign a specific form indicating whether you are aware of the presence of lead-based paint.
And if you don't know, that's okay, because you'll just check the box that says you are unaware of any lead-based paint, but you're still required to fill out the form and sign it. So the number two lie you can't tell when selling your home is about having bats in the belfry.
Rob, what is that?
Well, it actually means you're crazy if they say that you have bats in the belfry. However, for our purposes, Garrett, we're talking about the pest infestation disclosure.
Okay, so in most states, sellers are required to disclose the presence of any type of pest infestation that includes bats, mice, or even bedbugs.
Bedbugs are horrible, but if you try to be sneaky and hide the problem, you could be facing a lawsuit when the new buyer finds maybe swarms of cockroaches in the walls and discovers the house has had pests for years.
So what's the best option here? Call a professional exterminator and then disclose that you've had a problem and that it needs to be treated.
Yeah, and I remember some years back, I had a listing in Sacramento that had a turret. And the seller was aware that from time to time, bats would roost in their turret. Well, just to make sure, we had a pest inspection, and the inspector discovered not just a few bats, but he discovered a colony of bats that needed to be excluded before the home could go on the market.
Ew, I would imagine there was a lot of guano.
Right, yeah, bats and guano are no bueno, that's for sure.
Not at all. Okay, so now the number three lie that you can't tell when selling your home is about known water damage.
Yeah, many sellers fear that disclosing past water damage is going to send a potential home buyer running. But failing to disclose it, the seller risks scaring off the buyer when the home inspection uncovers evidence of the damage.
And Rob, while it's not a federal law, in most states, it's illegal to lie about your knowledge of water damage.
Yeah, I had a case where an inspector in the crawl space discovered that the water line in the master bathroom had been leaking possibly for a lot of months, and some of the beams, floorboards, and shower tile had to be redone. So a pre-listing home inspection is a great idea to help you discover these types of things.
And that's why we recommend Golden State Home Inspections. Right, Rob?
Right, Garrett. They are the best. Now, the number four lie you can't tell when selling your home is not disclosing you have a stigmatized house. Now, in some states, sellers must inform potential buyers if unpleasant events such as a suicide, murder, or cult activity have ever occurred inside the home.
Yikes. Okay, so even if your state doesn't require disclosing that a house is stigmatized, it's still a good idea to tell the truth.
I agree, Garrett. And whether it's fair or not, houses with shady pasts often sell for less than similar houses with untarnished records. Tricking a buyer, though, by not disclosing the full story could get you slapped with a lawsuit for misrepresentation.
And California requires the owner of a home to disclose if any occupant of the home has died in the house for the past 3 years. No other state comes close to such a mandate. Most that require disclosure have it only apply within the last year.
That's right. So the number five lie that you can't tell when selling your home is not disclosing you have termite damage. Now, treating a house for termites can be costly, and if fresh termite activity is found in the structure of your home, the buyer's lender may refuse to loan money until the house has been treated and any damage has been repaired.
And if your house had termite damage in the past and you did have it treated, be sure to disclose that information, and you want to show receipts.
That's right. Never try to conceal fresh termite damage. And for the most part, termites, they're not a deal breaker anymore. But dry rot actually can be more costly to repair.
And the number six lie that you can't tell when selling your house is not disclosing you've had remodeling done without permits. Most communities have permit regulations, and if you remodeled your home without a permit, it's understandable that you'll be leery about revealing that.
And some lenders don't want to lend homes with non-permitted additions. The truth is that a non-permitted area might have legitimate value in the market, but some lenders will tell appraisers not to give the space any value, Garrett.
And Rob, another thing to consider is building department reactions. It's likely that an unpermitted area can become permitted, but it's going to cost you to do that.
And this is where it's probably worth to give the building department a call. And we don't recommend mentioning a specific address at first so you don't raise any red flags, but call them up and maybe ask about a hypothetical situation to see what the cost and possibility might be for getting the permits.
Now, I've done some work in Davis, so I'm actually familiar with this, but did you know that in 1976, the city of Davis had a program where building inspectors visit all properties before they close escrow to ensure that there's no code violations.
Yeah, so basically what we're saying here, Garrett, is you can't get away with non-permitted additions in Davis if you plan to sell, but you might be able to do it elsewhere.
So to be on the safe side, just disclose anything non-permitted that's been remodeled.
Now, before we go to break, Garrett, we're going to go apparently to one of the Radio Realtors super fans. We've got a question from Jenna in Sacramento.
Right, and I'm actually glad that she has this question because I recently found this out as well. But Rob, she wants to know, why are you called the real estate professor?
Well, that's a great question, Garrett, and thanks, Jenna, for that. It's a very simple answer. You know, I've been teaching in our offices for years and helping fellow agents for a long time by teaching them real estate and concepts and things like that. However, 2 years ago, I was offered an opportunity to teach real estate at the college level. And so I've been doing that for the last couple of years, teaching brand new folks about the process of real estate and real estate principles, practice, and the legal aspects of real estate. And it's been great fun.
That's awesome. So as our listeners know, we don't just talk real estate, we do real estate, but we teach real estate.
That's true. And we'll be back after this. You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same, but do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225 or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have 3 showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
And we are coming down the home stretch of the show. We're talking to you about 11 lies that you can't tell when you are selling your home. And we're going to recap the first six for you real quick. The number one lie you can't tell when selling your home is about lead-based paint. And if your home was built prior to 1978, federal law requires that you disclose whether or not you are aware of the presence of lead-based paint. And the key word there is aware, right? The number two lie you can't tell when selling your home is about having bats in the belfry. What we're really talking about is, do you have a pest infestation? Do you got bed bugs? Do you got cockroaches? Do you have mice or rats or bats, like the one house that we had listed several years ago? You have to let people know if you have an infestation of any types of rodents or pests. The number three lie you can't tell when selling your home is about known water damage. If you've had water damage to a home, you need to make sure that you do talk about it. The number four lie you can't tell when selling your home is not disclosing you have a stigmatized house. Now, in some states, you gotta tell potential buyers if you've had an unpleasant event like a suicide or a murder or cult activity or anything like that in your home. And California requires that if you've had someone die in your home in the last 3 years, you have to disclose that. Now, the number five lie you can't tell when selling your home is not disclosing you have termite damage. Now, if you've had termites, it can be costly to repair. It's not quite as bad as dry rot. It's not a deal breaker anymore. I remember in the old days, it kind of was. If you had termites, it was pretty much the death sentence for the transaction, but it's not anymore. But you still need to disclose it. Now, the number six lie you can't tell when selling your home is not disclosing you've had remodeling done without a permit. If you had anything done to your home without a permit, you definitely want to make sure that you disclose that. Now, the number seven lie you can't tell when selling your home is not disclosing your roof has damage or it leaks. Now, most states require you to disclose knowledge of any previous roof leaks or damage, and it's better to inform the buyer up front rather than lie and then have the lie discovered during the home inspection.
And in this market, a reasonable buyer is not going to pass up on your home just because you had a leaky roof or if it's been fixed. But if a buyer finds out you lied about the condition of your roof, they can legally pull out a contract.
Or it might come back at you with a lawsuit sometime down the road, right, Garrett?
Absolutely. Nothing you want to deal with. So the number eight lie that you can't tell when selling your home is not disclosing that you have appliance problems. Some homeowners decide to sell their appliances with the house instead of moving them to a new house or trying to sell them separately.
So if you're leaving the appliances, disclose even minor problems with them. It's just not worth lying about their condition. And even if they're still under warranty, it's usually better to make it clear that while you're going to leave them, there is no guarantee.
Absolutely. And the number nine lie you can't tell while selling your home is not disclosing natural hazards.
Yeah, now if your house is located in an earthquake zone or near a sinkhole or in an area prone to flooding or forest fires, you're going to want to disclose that information up front.
Yeah, most states require this type of disclosure, but even if you live in a state that doesn't, the buyer could file a lawsuit against you for misrepresentation.
Yeah, worst case scenario is you could end up being ordered to pay for damages resulting from the hazard in addition to paying both you and the buyer's legal fees.
But just an FYI that if you live in California, the natural hazard disclosure is standard.
That's right. Now, the number 10 lie you can't tell when selling your home is not disclosing ongoing disputes. Now, it's a good idea to let potential buyers know if you've been arguing with the neighbors over the location of like boundary lines or the pruning of trees or even the position of your fence.
Now, ongoing disputes can cause headaches for the new owners. And even if you're not required by law to disclose the problem, it's still nice to give a heads up to the buyer so they don't kind of get caught in the middle of it.
Right. And the number 11 lie you can't tell when selling your home is not disclosing known mechanical problems. And you know, a home's mechanical elements, including wiring and plumbing and the HVAC system, are thoroughly checked during an inspection. So if you've had electrical or sewer or heating or air conditioning issues, detail them thoroughly on the disclosures.
And if the mechanical elements are all working well, consider purchasing a home warranty before you close. This allows the buyer to file a claim with the warranty company if something goes wrong within the mechanical elements, say within 1 year's worth of time since purchasing.
That's right. So the wrap up here is, in life and in home sales, you know, honesty is truly the best policy. And when you're selling your home, you will be required to disclose any and all material defects, which could affect the buyer's enjoyment of your property. In short, if a condition exists or has existed in the past, which could influence the decision to purchase your home, it must be disclosed. So in the world of disclosure law, less is not more.
Sellers often approach the disclosure process with some fear and anxiety. And I know that they think that if I tell the buyer certain things about this property, I think that they're worried that this buyer might not want to buy the house.
That's right. And that may or may not be the case, but it's better to know now rather than the day before the moving truck is scheduled to arrive. And honesty, it wields great power, Garrett. No one wants to believe that they are being taken advantage of or being played the fool.
Absolutely, Rob. It's just best to do the right thing and disclose the proper things to the buyer. So this way they're treated fairly and they have the opportunity to make the proper decision about the purchase on the property.
That's right. Buyers can handle the truth, and hopefully you can as well. So why not reach out to the Radio Realtors right now at 916-269-3337. If you're thinking about selling your home, we would love to be the people that help you with all the options and solutions we have. You can call us at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And let us have a discussion with you about our Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sale Program at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Now, we've got another question to wrap up the show with from a listener on the Radio Realtors Superfan Hotline. It's from Linda from Sacramento, and her question is, and this is actually one I think that you might want to answer, Garrett. She says, do you feel that it's irresponsible for you realtors to be encouraging Bay Area buyers to move to the greater Sacramento area?
Wow, that's a loaded question, and I feel like I'm in a hot seat. So, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say it's irresponsible. It's just something that none of us can avoid. You know, the prices are going up, but regardless of where the prices go for Sacramento, it's still always attractive to the Bay Area buyers. So Sacramento will always be an attractive destination for that buyer pool. So as mentioned, it's not something that we can stop. I think we had this discussion before on the break. I'm sure people from Boise, Idaho aren't thrilled that everybody from California is flooding over there. But again, you just have to embrace it because it isn't something that you can't stop. So no, we're not encouraging this, and we don't want to upset any of our listeners. We want everybody to be happy here. But again, we just are accepting what's happening.
I mean, the bottom line here, Garrett, is that you can't stop progress. I mean, people are going to be moving to areas that are great and they're nice and they're affordable, or more affordable than where you are. We have people from Southern California moving to Northern California. Now they can work from home, those types of things. We have people from the Bay Area that are moving here. So if you're here and you're considering buying a home, well, it's a good time for you to do that because interest rates are low. You know, it's a very competitive market, but with our RWA certification and those types of things and some special things that we do specifically for our buyers, we can still help you get into a great home.
Hey, it's not just desirable to live here in the Sacramento area. It's desirable to work with the Radio Realtors.
That's a good point, Garrett. Well, that is all the time we have for today. But if you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, we would love to work with you. Give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And that's all the time we have for this show.
Make it a great week, everyone.
Understand. I'm a one-true super fan. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honey-do list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at defenderpest.com. That's defenderpest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827. Equal housing lender. Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.